Igo is here to talk Celtics and other things. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I'm just here to join the super light conversation you guys are having.
Are you team Tom or team Giselle?
I'm team Love.
Hey, you know,
I think they should both move on, but that's not what I kind of disagree. I think when you move on, you move on. They should both move on.
Right.
She's clearly moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
but I would like to see him happy too.
There's a time and place. If you claim to, if you claim to be my soulmate and you claim to love me and you claim to, you know, want to spend the rest of your life with me.
Yeah. But then when life ends.
Right.
Like what you guys were talking about before.
Right, but then
have a companion.
Yeah,
right.
But how do you then just move on and find love with somebody else?
Well, do we know that they declared each other their soulmates?
Exactly. No. That is the issue.
This is something that it's a different type of love.
He's around the kids.
This is probably this could be a revenge baby for the roast specifically.
Ooh.
Like that could be what's going on.
I don't know. I still think that maybe it was an accident. A beautiful accident, because every baby is a blessing. But like, you're 44. Well, you're 44. Yeah. You're
we
getting
call that
closer.
Unplanned.
Unplanned. I'm sorry.
Unplanned.
Yes.
Yeah,
as somebody with a little brother who's 6.5 years younger than me, I was counseled on this as a child.
Yeah, it happens. Grew up Catholic.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Got in a lot of trouble for that one.
In all your years of covering sports, have you ever seen fans aggressively interfere in the actual play like the two New York Jackasses did last evening?
I'm sure there's been other instances of it. Like if we're talking basketball, I instantly think of Malice at the Palace, although that was a different scenario, but it's fan interaction. And that's the one that always jumps to mind for me. Also, like, did you guys see a couple weeks ago, the University of Texas football game where the fans threw garbage on the field because they didn't like what the officials ruled, and then they turned over the call?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the power of the fans.
Try to rob us Georgia Bulldogs. It didn't work, though.
And they literally sent letters out banning all those fans college-wise for life, essentially, which these guys are season ticket holders, or at least one of them.
How do you enforce that?
I don't know.
I think you can enforce two brothers and with their photos. Give it to all the security. I don't think that they should be allowed back there tonight.
But how would they know, though?
Do you mean, how would they know? Their faces are
in
everywhere.
Those seats also.
Yeah.
They could be in other seats is the point.
Yeah.
That's
all I know is Dave Portnoy wasn't allowed back into a NFL
But he's
Super
famous.
Okay, but still, you have the face. You have the
public figure.
Right.
Yeah.
But as long as you've got the people's faces,
look, they should have no right
to be there. Like, ban them forever.
Right.
Like, take their season
tickets. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Celtics continue to roll. Wiggy was there the other night.
I got to see the best coach in the NBA in the lab, Joe Mazzulla.
How about the best shooter?
P. Pritch?
Yeah.
He's been a P. Pritch gal forever.
He's been
for
on
years
fire.
And years.
That's Greg's boy.
Wasn't that story awesome where he stopped in the Seaport and played a little pickup with the kids?
I loved it. And his explanation after the game, he's like, well, I was wearing a beanie, so I didn't think anyone would recognize me. It's like, you're an NBA champion and you're in the Seaport. Like, that's one neighborhood where people are going to take notice.
It's he does kind of walk around undetected, though. Like, he was at BC game last season, and I remember him walking around and nobody bothered him. So I could see, you know.
Because he can get away with it. You know what I mean? It's like.
Because of his stature.
Because of his size.
Are we talking about because of his height?
Yeah. Definitely because of his height.
He brought that up the other day. He was saying, like, after the game, he said, I am somebody shorter, smaller kids can look up to because I've made it so far. And, you know, he's a role model for a lot of those people because he is shorter.
And he's not on a ton of commercials. So, like, you, unless you're like a really diehard Celtics fan, you might not recognize him.
You're Emma McDonald fan.
I have no idea who she is.
It's his wife.
They're married.
Oh, yeah. Newly married.
Yes.
Yeah. So being around over there as you are, what is, I'm hearing December, early December on Kristaps. Is that the kind of the general consensus over there?
That's what he said his goal is. And so I think that I wouldn't be surprised with these big men that they hold him a little bit longer. But he said even back on Celtics Media Day that he intended to be back in December. And at that point, he had already started practicing with a little contact. So that was like a month ago at this point. And so I think he's very much on track. It's just the injury that he had is so unusual, which is just like Kristaps Porzingis, where it's like, oh, you had to go find a new injury that other NBA players don't even have. So it's a little bit of a unique timeline for him. And it's kind of... You see the way that the Celtics are playing right now and you go, why would you rush him back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like they don't need him right
they
now.
Don't need
they
him.
Don't need
like,
him.
Like what an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like basically we don't need
and
you.
And they're going through this rotation of their bigs between Horford, Kornet, Xavier Tillman was not doing so hot Monday night. I'm sorry to say, I don't know how much he's going to be in that rotation, but they don't need it right now. The way that they're just cruising through these teams for the most part, Detroit gave them like a little heat check, but there's no reason to rush them back if they look in December and they say, why don't we just put you on a minutes restriction in January and keep it that way until we really need to ramp up your conditioning for the playoffs?
They're just so much they're far superior than every team that they step on the court against. Like they have just so much more talent. The players, the consistency, the role. Like that Milwaukee game, Giannis and Dame Lillard both were playing great. And still at one point, the Celtics were up by 15. It was like, yeah. And Jason Tatum was having an off night.
He was having an off night.
So,
but you also can't, so far anyway, overestimate what he did in the offseason when it came to his shot. Like, we talked about the hitch or whatever. Like, he's shooting over 40% when it comes to threes.
Yeah, Tatum, he's averaging 28.5 points per game, and that's including a night that he had off the other night. And so, look, he's going to be due for those time to time. He's not going to be shooting incredibly lights out every single night as much as fans would like to see that and like him to be in contention for MVP. I just don't really think that's what this season is about. It's okay if every fourth game the shot looks a little squirrely. Like, that's going to happen. And with the depth that you have on this team, you're still going to roll.
And you also have to give credit to Jaylen, because what he did this offseason, the way that he looks,
he had a terrific second half of that game. The points that he had in the paint, I think he was shooting like 77% in the second half, which is ridiculous.
And we always talk about their roles, and Jaylen being able to play into that role, that if Jason is having an off night, he's able to step in. And they've bought in, and that is credit to Joe Mazzulla.
If Tatum continues to do what he does and he ends the season where he is like you said, Magel, 28, averaging 28, averaging almost 7 rebounds and averaging almost 5, almost 6 assists throughout the season. If he finishes the regular season like that and the Celtics have a very good season like we expect, he's winning MVP hands down. I think it's at the mode where the NBA voters, whoever vote for it, say, all right, he's proven it. Yes. It now goes to him.
And we got to give him a statue that doesn't look like him.
I want it for him. I just don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think this season is it.
But if he ends this, why?
The roster.
But if he, it doesn't, I think at this point, it doesn't matter with the roster. I think it's more about there will be no denying him as to being the best player in the NBA. And you have to give that to him. Because he's still able to go out there, and he has become more of like the facilitator, and everything runs through him. They're still running double teams at him. Like, and the other night, they were still running double teams at him, and he was having an off night. And he's finding people for wide open shots.
Finding Peyton.
Yeah, it's like
I will say, if you are interested in the MVP race, to keep your eye on OKC because SGA over there is he's been rising as the hot new thing for voters and for writers. And so if you think that Jason Tatum should be in that top two spot, look at SGA, because if we know anything with voters, if they're going to get tired of voting for Jokic right. every single year, I just don't think they're going to go to the guy who's also been in the league for like 7 years. I think they're going to look over at SGA and go, look at this. This is going to sound weird. Hot young guy who is putting up a better stat line than Jason Tatum night to night because of the way that offense revolves around him. That's not the way it should be. I just think knowing the voters, that's the way it swings.
Well, and I get what you're saying, but I think the point will be, it's like always the next man up. It was Jokic. He won a championship. It was Giannis. He won a chip. Now it's Tatum. It's like Tatum won a chip. This is what he deserves. Even if his, even if SGA has like better numbers, they're still saying, all right, it's Tatum's time. Let's give it to him. And then, you know, we'll see where SGA is, you know, the year or two after that.
Mago, I think we got some good news. It's not Rob Hale, who this show wants and I want to be the owner, but the New York Post story yesterday that Pagliuca is potentially lying in wait to purchase the remaining 80% of the organization that he currently owns, 20%. I think this would be an excellent outcome for Celtics fans if it's Steve Pagliuca.
I would love to see it, personally. It's just still so very early from what I've heard in the bidding process that I think Pags would have to have a lot of the other minority owners behind him, and he would have to have kind of the groundswell to bring a group forward. I'm not sure if he would do that, as according to the reporting from the New York Post, as the lead investor. But honestly, I think that sometimes we overestimate if somebody like a Jeff Bezos, not his half-brother, but a Bezos or this other incredible multi-billionaire owner comes in, that they're going to do everything that's right for the team. I think Pags wants to continue the way that the team has been run since this ownership group took it over. And you can say, well, I'd rather just have the guy with the most money or the gal with the most money, because they're going to come in and they're going to pay this current payroll, this current roster. This current roster is just not going to be sustainable for like 3 or 4 more years. That's just, I don't think with any owner that that's going to happen. There's going to have to be some sacrifices that you make just to make the business viable. But on the other side, don't you want the ownership group to continue, who, when you have a rebuild, it lasts for a season and a half? Like, you basically go from being out of the playoffs for one season to getting a coach like Brad Stevens in there and getting back into it with a bunch of cute little Celtics. Like, that's the kind of ownership you want.
I think the rub for people is that they don't see, if it's a some semblance of this ownership group, they don't see a new arena coming, right, which is a flashy, like, for Wiggy.
Do you want others. That or you don't want that?
Wiggy, you want that.
Oh, yeah, because I think a new owner, and I kind of, like, I disagree with you a little bit, Mango, because you take up the motto of the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. And what their owner did, he was willing to go above and beyond to keep that team together.
But that was before the new CBA.
But he was still willing to go above the luxury tax. And part of that was he was able to build an arena, right? And so he was able to get a ton of money from that. So anybody who owns this team, even Pags, he's probably thinking, we want to get out of the lease and build our own arena, because we're going to be able to make so much more money by having our own arena. So I think, and then if you're the,
I don't care about it. Like, I don't mind them playing at the Garden.
But you don't. But we're talking about the people that are spending billions, right? Like, the people who actually spend. We don't care about it.
It's going to take them forever to get anything approved for a new arena.
Not if you got the money. Look at what Jay-Z's doing in New York.
But we're talking about Massachusetts.
But it doesn't matter. Massachusetts is one of the most greediest places out there. If Bezos comes in, if Bezos comes in and goes, you know what, Mayor Wu, the mayor of Everett, I'm going to give you $200 million to infrastructure for Boston or Everett to help wherever the place is, that mayor's going to be like, all right. And that's what I'm saying. It's going to come down. And do you think the Grosbecks are going to want to sell it to somebody when they might potentially have a higher bidder? Just because they know that person?
That's also an issue, Curtis, from the New York Post alluded to. They're not getting the value that they necessarily thought they would get early on.
I don't know. I know everybody thinks that a team is overvalued, and then somebody comes and swoops and pays ungodly amounts of money.
Right.
But the Celtics having another 10 years with the Bruins leasing and renting in the TD Garden, I don't know how even guys with untold amounts of money would spend $7 billion just to pay rent in one of the most expensive cities in America.
I don't think it would be upwards towards $7 billion. The other part of it is whatever buyer comes in, the owners, 75% of the other owners in the NBA ultimately have to approve the deal. And these are guys who want the value of their teams and franchises to continue going up.
And they want the NBA wants the expansion
exactly,
franchises
and they
to be
want
at $6 billion.
When there's an expansion expansion franchise in Vegas or wherever they put it, they want to have that watermark. So it doesn't really make sense to go, oh, we're going to give a hometown discount because we just want the best caretaker for the team. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a business that's bigger than just the Celtics and just this roster. It's about the entire league.
Yeah, and that, I think that's a part a lot of people are missing over. And if you're the Celtics franchise and you're trying to get a team in Vegas and you see one of the stories franchises go for, $6.5 billion, whatever it is, you got to feel good about that for your new franchise coming on. And as far as being an owner to that, I just think that a guy like Bezos, he tried to get in with the Washington football team. Didn't he try to get
Commanders.
In? Commanders, right?
But respect on Jaden Daniels' team over here.
Were the Washington
the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Wiggy, I wanted them to play Rare Essence, but we didn't get it.
Yeah, maybe they'll play some of that Backyard Boogie for you.
Okay.
But a guy like Bezos knows, if I can get my hands on the Celtics franchise, think about how much I could sell this franchise for in 10 years if he does. I'm just saying.
But he's not, that to him is peanuts. He's not doing it to turn a profit.
He's got
a small thing in his pants.
Right, but he also is a savvy businessman and knows down the road, like, okay, I can turn a nice major profit with this. Don't sleep on that mind, Curtis. He knows, like, yeah, I want to do this because who I am, but I know I'm going to make a nice little piece of change one day if I decide to sell it.
That's true. If you are Bezos, it does make more sense. You could take the massive bill of building a new building while knowing that you have the value of the Celtics, the most successful franchise in the NBA.
Also, the big thing in the back of his pants compensates for the small thing
that's
true in the front.
And that yacht.
Do we know it's small?
Yes.
If you have to get a phallic-shaped structure to take you into space, that's probably the case.
You might just be blessed.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
I do. I love Halloween.
Okay. It's going to be like near 80.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about before the show. Should I say that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's going to be the greatest slutty Halloween in years.
Mego said that this might be the greatest slutty Halloween in centuries because of the weather.
For college kids in the city, this is a good one.
Why college kids? Why not us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right.
Why not us married ladies?
Right. Yeah, right. Why not?
So Kurt Schilling said it first.
Have you decided what you're going as?
I'm going as Courtney Cox.
Oh,
wow.
I love that.
Not you.
Oh, no. Oh, the Friends Courtney.
Oh. I'm going to a Scream Halloween party.
Oh.
So I'm dressing up as Courtney Cox in Scream.
That's a good one.
She's Gail Weathers.
She's the
local reporter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's very good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was going back and forth and I was like, I'll just do a wig. It's easier.
Yeah. Because later Gail Weathers, you could probably do your normal hair, but early Gail Weathers.
We got to talk 1996 Gail Weathers. That's what we're going for.
Okay.
I
got to
get my husband a ghost face mask, so got to go to Spirit Halloween today. Pick that up.
And he's going as the cop. What the hell's the cop's name?
No, he's going as Ghostface.
Dewey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going as Dewey?
I said, do you want to go as Dewey? Because spoiler alert, they end up together. Mm-hmm. And he was like, nobody's going to know who that is, and nobody's going to know who you are.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, I'm not kissing you in the ghost face mask if you're going to have that attitude.
Well, it's the couples. See, the couples' costumes are very big this season.
Yeah.
All right, Mego, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you again next week. Celtics Wednesday, every Wednesday with Mego. And here is Courtney with What is Trending This Hour.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins get shut out by the Flyers. Final score 2-0 at the TD Garden. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. They're on the road now to take on the Hurricanes tomorrow night in Carolina. The Celtics are on the road tonight, taking on the Pacers in Indiana. And the Yankees have shown signs of life. They take Game 4 of the World Series, taking down the Dodgers 11-4. That series sits at 3-1 Dodgers with Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Some sad news for the Texans. Stephon Diggs is out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered in the Texans' win over the Colts on Sunday. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Easy one for me this week, Aaron Rodgers, if you missed my lead this morning, talking about the Fountain of Youth drink that he has started drinking that makes him feel really good, made him feel really good during that loss to the Patriots.
Oh, it's an easy one for me, too. The one Giselle Bundchen for dropping baby news on us, and poor Tom Brady, his heart hasn't even been mended yet.
Okay. I'm going to put Anthony Richardson in timeout, who will be replaced this week by Joe Flacco.
Why are you putting him in timeout? What did he do?
He put himself in timeout.
He did take himself off the
field. And he plays in the NFL, and he ought to spend a little more time running the hill. And he has, I think, set himself back a little bit due to his lack of conditioning. So that's, I'm putting him
in. I mean, you would probably be tired, too, if you had to throw a 300-pound guy off of you and then get tackled by another.
Ooh, I'm going to put Chimes mock draft in timeout. He was wrong about AR-15.
Oh, I'm not wrong. Never wrong, only early. Just wait.
Okay. All right. Anybody else, Curtis? You got anybody?
I just put Chime in timeout for his bad AR-15 take.
I'm putting the Bruins in timeout because they can't score anything and they stink right now.
Yeah.
All right. Could also put the brothers in timeout.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely put those. What's their last name?
Capabianco.
The Capabianco brothers.
Yeah. And Timeout Market is Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. And the Big Roast Sale is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get beef eye of round, bottom round, top round, and bone-in chuck roast for just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer, short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And just to clarify, because I've been doing it too, it was Austin Capabianco and his friend John. Okay. Not
but his brother was also with them.
But they were the people that grabbed the glove were not. Okay. Was not his brother. It was Austin and John.
All right.
Darren seems like a stand-up guy. 56 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high of 70.